The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
K Shasta and Q97, and we've got the mix, and we've
and
got Channel 7.
It's beautiful out here today. It's perfect. Come down and get some pancakes.
You know, and I just think it's amazing when we think about people, oh, my God. Like Jennifer, our new gal at KCNR 1460, she's been such a bang-up job. Never been to the pancake breakfast. I said, well, honey, gear up, because you're going to see the world.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody in the North State's here this morning. So thank you so much, Amy, always from our Pet of the Week from Haven Humane. Hey, how did your event go that you had a couple weeks ago?
It went great, yeah. It went great. We had 47 adoptions on one day, so it was amazing, yeah. Clear the shelter. So we are still doing this stuff, the bus, today. Tomorrow is the last day for the $25 adoptions for both cats and dogs. So get out and come see us and donate some non-perishable food items.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you so
Amy,
much.
Amy, thanks so much.
All
Haven
right.
Humane.
You guys have a great day.
All right, Amy. Thank you.
Hey, we're here with Alex Lozoya, who is going to be in about a week and a half the top puncher. Is that, did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct. About 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Now, Alex, how long have you been? Okay. what that means is,
what is a top puncher?
You are the man.
So yeah, basically,
NFL Cowboys.
Yeah, so basically, what that means is, top puncher is in charge of the group. You still have an advisor, which is the top hand, like we discussed before. And the top hand currently the top puncher is Troy Spade.
Right.
And so he'll move into the top hand position. He'll be my advisor as I oversee the group and run our functions and get everything lined out for next year.
Now, this isn't something you just walk into, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, it takes some time. I've actually done it pretty quick as opposed to in the past. It takes guys 10 to 12 years, but I did it about 8.5 years. It's all based on time and time served.
Overachiever you are.
No, not really.
Okay, now let's get into a little bit of the statistics that we have here. How many people, how much batter, how many sausages, all those kind of things?
So roughly every year we're pretty close to doing about 10,000 people. We do about 630 gallons of batter already made, as far as after it's been done and made. And then kind of a cool statistic we came up with, it's about 4.16 miles. If you lay each pancake down next to each other, that's how much we'd cover in pancakes.
4.16. Over 4 miles of pancakes. Okay, that's the first one I've heard. That's the first new one I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah.
You can get to, you can almost get to Anderson on pancakes.
Okay, so how long does it take you, Alex, to make the batter?
So the guys get up, about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and so they start pre-making batter then to make sure that they have enough to when we get rolling. As you can see, our lines are starting to get full now, so batter's already ready to go, and they just keep going and keep going. But, no, those guys have been here since 1 o'clock in the morning.
Now, did you have, like, special mixers that are made so the batter doesn't get stiff or hard?
So our special mixture that we currently have was made by Tom Spade. Tom Spade's been making our batter for 37 years. Same guy, same job.
My God.
So we started with old cement mixers back in the day, and now we've got a steel drum or a stainless steel drum that we've actually got from Pepsi years ago, and he's retrofitted to do what it does today.
So what's the secret ingredient here, Alex?
Oh, it wouldn't be a secret if I told you.
Okay.
Okay, but what are those cases of beer I see people walking by with? Oh, just kidding.
I don't think there's a case of beer. You might be mistaken for Pepsi.
Okay, well, maybe that. Okay, those were cases of Pepsi then.
Wait,
son,
this is Alex Jr.
Alex.
Alex.
Say hello, buddy.
Good morning.
How do you like the pancake breakfast?
Good.
Is it like your dad dressed up like a cowboy?
From the store.
Do you go to the rodeo?
Yeah.
How old are you?
7.
7. Are you going to be a mutton buster? You want to be a mutton buster, right?
He has already, huh?
Oh, you have?
Ooh.
You already did it, huh?
How long did you stay on?
Do you remember?
No.
Okay. I would think sometimes you couldn't remember because it's so exciting and the thrill.
He stayed on long enough to where the radio clan pulled him off and he came up with 2 handfuls of wool in his hair. So.
You know what? That's great.
Oh, you know what? This is what we're saying about how beautiful it is out here today when we have so many smiling faces of people. And, you know, there's a child inside of each one of us. And so, Alex, we appreciate you being on today. Congratulations on you being the
top puncher
in a few weeks.
You know what? That's great, you know, because this is something that Asphalt Cowboys are such a great organization here, because sometimes people forget what you're really there for.
Absolutely.
Was to support the Sheriff's Department during times of emergency.
Absolutely.
And one more time, Alex, share with us, most of the people or all of the gentlemen that are in the Asphalt Cowboys are businessmen.
Correct. It started out that way. It was businessmen, whether they own a business or some type of management or CEOs, things of that nature. So, and obviously because of the time it takes to be an Asphalt Cowboy. So, and that's really why we need that freedom away from our jobs on things like this.
And tell us really fast what it is that you do when you're not being an Asphalt Cowboy and a dad.
I'm actually a commercial lender here in Reading. I do loans for commercial buildings, business, things of that nature, equipment.
And what company?
U.S. Bank.
Okay, there you go.
No, it's okay to say those things here. Because
yeah, absolutely.
We're so proud of our local businesses,
yeah,
and our
absolutely.
Local people like you, Alex. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you guys. Appreciate everything, and I want to thank all the people that come on down and support us, and all the volunteers. We couldn't do without them. So
that's
thank
absolutely.
You.
Thanks
okay.
so much.
Thank you. Okay,
thank
hey,
you,
we're
going
to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're down here in Roaring Gulch with about, oh, I don't know, 10,000, close to 10,000 of our closest friends, but there's no lines. You can keep moving through here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air.
That's
Alliance
right. I think
Heating
I saw
Air.
Them here.
I think so.
I thought I saw Pam. But you know what? They're lining up right now. And this is what I'm going to say, Carl, before we take a break. right now, as we're watching these people, by the time that we say goodbye, they'll already be at the top of the line. That's how fast it's going.
It is.
So
it's going fast.
People think that they're going to be wrapped around the block, which sometimes they are, but you get through before you know it. There's kids here on school buses. They got to get to school. So they figured this whole thing out. They make it run like a what would you call it?
It's
a military operation.
It's a military operation. That's right.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Very hardworking person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Back to KCNR 1460 on your dial, on your computer, for those of you who are streaming, a good morning chat pack. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we are live down here at the Pancake Breakfast. You know, this is one of our favorite events of the year. Again, thousands of people that are coming through, and like I said, the lines go rather quickly. It's just amazing.
Yep.
To see. I'm always amazed, Carl.
Well, you know, we're on the corner here, right next to Vintage, and across the street from right here, right at the crux, the crossroads where everything's happening, and we have two tickets to give away to a veteran and his friend, or just two veterans coming through.
for the pancake breakfast. So if you don't have tickets yet and you're veterans, stop by and see us. We've got a couple of tickets for you. It's 7:20 in the morning. It's, gosh, I don't know. It's going to go up to 88 today. It's going to be beautiful today, absolutely beautiful. And we're talking to a lot of people here. We have no scheduled guests, but we have so many people stopping by. And in this case, it's Rob Burrows.
Speaking of veterans,
retired senior chief. Rob Burrows, who, by the way, gave me those tickets to give away because he's been giving away tickets here this morning.
Thank you.
Rob has he's the director of the Northern California Military Museum and Historical Center, and which I totally screwed up the name again. Okay,
you're really good at that. One of these days, we'll get you to remember.
You know what? I can go through a whole year saying it. Okay, Northern California
Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
And Heritage Center. That's what I thought.
That's okay.
Okay. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful morning. If you're not down here, you should be. It's just a great day. And, as we move forward with this museum project, you know, we're working with Shasta County right now. And we had a great meeting with them yesterday. We're just thrilled. The county is actually very supportive and excited about this project going into the county, South Shasta County there on Cottonwood Hill. And as we move forward, we're getting all of our tests and information reports and everything to them. What a great opportunity it's going to be for us to honor our veterans here in this area. Finally, this whole program starting to gel and come together. And the county's excited about this program. And Lisa and Kim down there, we're working with both of them. And we're just excited as we move forward. Things are coming together. Things are clicking. And all of the hard work that we put in to honor our veterans. We talk about veterans. We're thinking about veterans that are alive and around us today. But this is about honoring our fathers and their fathers and all the way back.
You've got exhibits all the way back to the Revolutionary War. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, we do.
Think about this. This is people say, well, it's just a small museum. It's not a small museum. You have artifacts and memorabilia dating from the Revolutionary War all the way up through, well, right now, the War on Terror.
That's exactly right. And what's so important is, you know, we need to remember that if you go all the way back to our forefathers who started this country, they fought for a concept. There was no nation. There wasn't really anything tangible, but it was an idea, the freedom, the opportunity to have something. And so we have to go all the way back and tell that story. They were the ones that gave their lives initially for what we have today. And so you can't not tell their story to enable us to tell our story, because everything is based on the story before the story. And so it's so important for us to go all the way back and to remember and to remind our young people, and even those who are not young in our community, in our nation, why we have what we have today is because those people had the foresight to say, we want freedom, we want our nation, and we're willing to die for it. We're willing to put it on the line. And our men and women have put it on the line ever since to continue to keep that freedom for our nation. And it's so important for us to tell that story.
You know, do you ever think, Rob, that it's been 11 years since we were in Fallujah?
Pardon me?
Do you ever think it's been 11 years since we've been in Fallujah?
You know, I know it's been 11 years, but there's some nights that's just like I'm back in Fallujah.
Yep.
I still deal with my PTSD. And I was spoke with the Rotary Club the other day, and in talking to them about Iraq and doing convoys out of Fallujah, it was just like we were back there. We were talking about the IEDs on the road and all the improvised explosive devices and the enemy actions. And, you know, when you talk about certain things like that, because we did 177 missions outside the wire in the combat zones, sometimes those memories, they just flood back hard. And so I had to stop and deal with some of those emotions. I mean, there's just I push those things away with the museum project. I use my PTSD as a positive focus to build this museum and to use that as my passion and my motivator to make this happen. Because otherwise it just overtakes you sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes it does. I know. It's a lot of times it takes a while to get off that step, and it's surprising how fast you can get back up on that step.
Right. Yeah.
So people want to donate and help because you're putting in the plans now and getting all the permits. So how can people help?
Well, they can give us a call at the museum office. Number is 378-2280, 378-2280. That's the 2110 North Street building there in Anderson. And as we move forward, that's where our offices are going to be located. We just finally got the permit from the city of Anderson, so we'll be calling for a rough inspection here and getting the renovation finished here in the next several months. And we haven't even gotten the doors open, and the people are just coming in the building every single day. What about this? What about that? How do we do this? which is so encouraging. I just can't imagine what it's going to be like when we get the doors open. It's just going to be a steady flow of traffic of community members and veterans coming in for services and to donate and to be part of the project. And we're excited about that also.
Well, you're doing a great job, man. You've been working on this since you've been back.
Well, and, I think it's so important. We have nothing like this on the West Coast.
No,
we're going to be a standalone organization on the West Coast, and it's to honor our veterans, bottom line.
And by the way, if you're wondering about what kind of exhibits besides Revolutionary War all the way up to now, is you've got tanks, armored personnel carriers. You've got planes.
We have bombers, yeah. We have jet bombers. In fact, we have the Canberra bomber out at the airport. Gigantic, medium-sized bomber, 65 feet by 65 feet. And as soon as we get all the rough grading and everything done on the property, we'll be taking it apart and moving it to the facility there. It's a major coordination to get all of these things set up so that they all come together at one time. But our preparation work that we did in Iraq, that all is all part of helping put this together. And all that CB planning with the CBs and everything, that's helped me to be able to prepare and put all this together. So 23 years of military experience is making this happen in our community.
Well, we so appreciate what you do, Rob. I mean, we really, you know.
If I hit the big lotto, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
the only thing you have to do is name the World War II part of the huge museum after my parents.
That's not a problem.
After my parents.
You know, we don't get city funding. We don't get county funding. We don't get state funding. We don't get federal funding. This comes from our local people. This comes from our local veterans.
Right.
The daughters and sons of veterans.
Working
who,
hard.
Yes, every dollar counts. And, you know, nobody makes a wage here. Every dollar goes right back into the program. And so it's so important. But people in our community are making this happen. This is a community project. And so we cannot do it without the local businesses that step up and help make donations and the local people who step up and hand us a dollar check to a $500 check. Every cent counts. And this is how we're making it happen.
And it's a 501, so you can write all that off, too.
Yes, that's right. And we're IRS tax exempt also.
Right. Okay, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob,
for everything
really.
You do.
You're
buddy.
Very welcome.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger, man.
We're too busy working. We're making it happen. So
I know.
Every day we're pounding the streets and putting things together. So
great. Okay. Take care of yourself.
Appreciate it.
You know, we have here what kind of time we got here? It's like 7:27. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, which is right down the street.
Right
here.
Down the street, brand new
newest
branch.
1845 California Street. Hey, go over to Cornerstone Community Bank and let them find out how they're moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Real people, real winners. Do you have big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winning Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand-new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 250 free slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winnings, Swipe to Win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
We've been through some things together.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're here, and you're going to hear all these back. If you're just tuning in, what's all this background noise? Well, we're down at
Roaring Gulch,
which is right down. If you know the Cascade area and Vintage Wine Bar, and you know we're just right down
Market
here.
Market Street Steakhouse.
We're right out here on a live remote with 10,000 of our favorite friends and community for the Pancake Asphalt Cowboy Pancake Breakfast. We were at the rodeo last night. It was fantastic.
My God,
did we have a ball.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, I love that box we were in. Had a lot of veterans there because it was Veterans Night.
Yeah,
last
it was Veterans.
Night.
And the Marines are going to be here today. I haven't seen them yet. They're going to come by and see us in a minute.
I'm sure they're going to be cycling through here.
Yeah, because, and they're probably signing autographs because they're so cute.
Well, you know, I can't say that. But hey, everybody, welcome to our show. It's, gosh, let's see what time it is here. It's 11:32 in the morning.
It's 11:32?
7:32.
Oh, I thought you said 11. I was like, well, no. Where are you?
Hey, with us sitting right here is, I did not say 11, even though we're here with Sheriff Tom DeSinko.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning,
you know what?
Sheriff.
Last night you were wearing a red shirt. This morning we're in a yellow shirt.
Oh, I'm a member of both associations, Reading Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys, which is an Asphalt Cowboy event. With about 10,000 of our friends and neighbors down here at Roaring Gulch till 10 a.m.
Well, thank you. What's it like for you to switch out shirts like that?
It's all part of serving the community and community involvement, in addition to my job as sheriff, and just love it. Great to see so many people out there, supporters, of course, for my reelection coming up, seeing a lot of people down here. This is always a great community event. You see just about everybody down here.
Do you ever see any problems down here?
We have not seen.
You know, I've never asked that.
Now I have to knock on wood.
Yeah.
We've not had any problems down here. It's just a great get together. You're sitting next to some people. They say hi. And this has been a community event for about 64 years. CHP comes out, Reading PD, Sheriff's Office, Marshals, they're all down here. And then I just saw some judges coming through. Some roofers were getting ready to go out to re-roof a home, and they were coming out for some early morning breakfast. So it's a great community event.
You know, you have so many volunteers here making this thing work.
We're helped by Sons of Italy, Reading Rodeo Association, the California Conservation Corps, the National Guard is here helping out. And just some people like to just come down and flat-out volunteer. They're not associated with any particular group, and they just come and help out for this great community event.
You know, we've been on the air now, starting our ninth year. We're on our ninth year.
Congratulations.
Now. Congratulations. Well, you know what? Thank
you, Bob Belongi. He's been with us since the day one.
You know, it's hard to believe that we've been here this long, but we've been sitting at this spot every year for like 8 years, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we've had such a cross-section of our community and in society come rolling through here, and we're going to be talking to a guy by the name of Mark Muser here in a second. You know, he was running for Secretary of State, but
and
you, know,
covered,
you know,
he's covering the state from San Diego to the north. He said, I was talking to him a bit ago, and he's putting on some serious mileage. And I said, where do you live? And he said, at the last motel I stayed with this, with the campaign going on.
His address. Well, we're going to talk to him in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, how long have you been sheriff?
I've been sheriff for the last 12 years. 39 years of progressive, responsible law enforcement, all with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. I just love serving the people of Shasta County and want to do that for another 4 years. We got authorized to add 60 jail beds, and we're working on that. That'll be going out to bid here really soon. We're hiring deputies. We need more deputies out on the street, and we're working on that. Have support of the board. And so strong Second Amendment
Linda wants
sheriff
to,
and yeah. Been endorsed by the California Rifle Pistol Association. CCWs, we're one of the top in the state.
10,000.
10,000.
And counting.
And counting and adding. So just remember, you know, if you want some more information, you can go to Vote Bosenko, V-O-S-E-N-K-O, votebosenko.com, and look up a lot of information there. And remember, you have until 5 o'clock on Monday to register to vote.
That's right.
And exercise our right in a democracy to vote and get down and see the elections clerk. If you're going to be gone June 5th, you can actually vote right now at the elections office and make sure you exercise that right.
You know, the thing about it is, if you don't vote, don't complain.
Right.
I have
right.
a question for you, because all the yellow shirts that are out here today are wearing the sheriff's badge.
Right.
So
well,
what?
They have the Asphalt Cowboys badge. It looks like a badge, but it says Asphalt Cowboys
right.
on it.
But does it say deputized?
And all the Asphalt Cowboys are volunteers for the sheriff's office. As you know, they do a pretty good job at cooking up stuff. And if we have a major emergency, they can help out. And they did during the Ponderosa fire in Shingletown. They cooked up a tri-tip dinner for the evacuees that were out at the Big League Field of Dreams. Cooked them up a nice tri-tip dinner. That was super. Of course, we can whip up some pancakes often. And so they're there as a part. They are there in support of the sheriff's office and the community in the event of emergencies.
Great, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much.
You bet.
And I know
remember
you're doing
June 5th to vote for Tom
yeah.
for re-election, so I appreciate it very much.
All right, Sheriff. Sounds great.
Sheriff Tom.
And Mark, good
yeah.
luck to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
You know what? We're here now with, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Mark Muser.
It's actually Moiser. With
Moiser,
you're more sure about fair and honest election.
Okay, Moiser. Okay.
Hey, Moiser.
You know what? Thanks a lot for stopping by here, running for Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Tell us about you. Who's Mark Moiser?
Let me start with the Secretary of State is the chief election officer of the state. A lot of people don't even know what the Secretary of State is.
Yeah.
I happen to be an election law attorney, constitutional and election law attorney. I was one of the first attorneys that was flown out to Wisconsin during the presidential recounts that were called by Jill Stein. And so I had the opportunity of going out there and protecting the vote if everybody in Wisconsin and Michigan, six different counties, two different states. As a constitutional attorney, I recently represented the Berklee College Republicans in a lawsuit brought against them by Antifa. We won that case so soundly the judge made the Antifa pay our attorney's fees. So that's a little bit about me. A little bit about this race and why I'm running. We have 11 counties in the state of California with over 100% voter registration. Leading the way in civic participation with 144% voter registration.
How do we do that? How do you get 144%?
That's Los Angeles County.
How do you get 144% people registered?
There's five main ways, but, you know, if you're dead and they don't remove your name from the roll, it causes bloated. If you've moved and they don't remove your name from the roll, that creates bloated voter rolls. If you have a duplicate voter registration, that's another way. Fictitious registrations, and of course, when non-citizens get on the voter rolls, that is the five main ways that you do it. Now,
do you find it in your experience that you know? And we were talking about this the other day that you know you're supposed to have a picture ID or a driver's license. Does that feel like in the state of California that just is here, sign here, no big deal?
Well, it does create an opportunity for fraud. I mean, I can tell you story after story after story of the opportunity of fraud because we do not have voter ID. Just a couple of weeks ago, we saw both Texas and Oklahoma both upheld their voter ID laws. I understand in the state of California it's about a 70% issue. About 70% of Californians want voter ID. It seems like the only people who don't want it are the party in power who wants to maintain
their power.
Let's
just say Democrats. Democrats are taking our rights away.
It's not your rank and file Democrats.
No, it's not. And I'm glad you said that, Mark, because we have many friends that are Democrats. We all believe the same thing. We want the best for our people, best for our children. We may not agree on some things, but when you look at it, the rank and file, the union, even union guys, they're hardworking people. Our Hispanics are hardworking people. But you get those people that are in Sacramento, it seems like they are breathing something strange. in there.
There's a recent LA Times poll that showed 42% of California Democrats do not like the direction of the California Democrat leadership.
Really?
42% of California
Democrats. Well, they need to make that 56% and vote them out.
Well, they're going to, with 42% and the Republicans and the, 55% of declined to states that don't like it, if we simply get out and exercise our right to vote, we heard the sheriff say it's important to vote.
It is.
The thing is to remember is there are more freedom-loving Californians than there are that love this tyrannical form of government that's coming out of Sacramento right now. And the thing is, the media tells us that Democrats are going to win and that, you know, freedom-loving people
Keep pounding it, and they're wrong. They're wrong. Just like Trump, they were wrong.
If we simply get out and vote, we could do it. And, you know, this year in 2018, we have a secret weapon for us who love freedom and love less government, and that's the repeal of the gas tax.
Oh, my God.
They got almost 1 million signatures. Now, to put that in perspective, in a gubernatorial election year this November, we may get about 8 to 9 million people voting. With almost 1 million people signing that petition, this is an absolute record number of signatures for a petition. This is an extremely unpopular thing. There are going to be tons of people going out to vote, just to vote to take back for themselves over $800 a year for the average family of four that they're having to pay in more gas taxes and more fees for a tax that does not add a single new mile of roads in the state of California.
Is this just pathetic? You know what? And not only that, if you're a person that just actually believes in the Constitution, the things that they're doing down in Sacramento are just horrendous. You know, everything from passing the gas tax to gutting these bills that come through in the middle of the night, not even letting anybody look at them, and then passing them. And the fact that it's a sanctuary state. Somebody explain to me how that works, a sanctuary state. Now, how important is it to have the Secretary of State be somebody that's a constitutional lawyer?
I say it's very important. I mean, we've gone way too long where we have elected officials who just pick and choose which laws they're going to obey. Under both federal and state law, it says that the Secretary of State shall remove from the voter rolls those people who are not eligible to vote. The thing is, if you are dead, you are no longer eligible to vote in the state of California.
You're just not allowed of fun to be with.
You're not eligible for a lot when you're dead.
I mean, here's a funny story. I got my campaign office last week got a phone call from a person who's lived in Canada for the last 12 years. And he's very upset at me and my platform because I'm going to discriminate against him because he no longer lives in California and I'm going to stop him from being able to vote in the state of California anymore. He's lived in Canada for the last 12 years.
Why is that upsetting? The fact that you just say, well, you're not a resident. You're not a resident here. You can't vote.
Yeah. If you don't live in the state of California.
Did anybody use the word idiot with him? No, of course not. You guys are too easy. Okay. Hey, Mark, how do people get a hold of you?
It's markmeusser.com. MarkMeusser.com. Let me do that slower. MarkMeusser.com. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter. And as I travel around the state, as the sheriff mentioned, 56,000 miles in the last 7 months. I've been in about 46 counties in the state of California so far. So we're working to knock them all out. But as we travel around the state, I talk to people who have verifiable firsthand accounts of election fraud that are going on in the state, and I will interview them. I put them on Facebook and on Twitter. So if you want to see the guy I'm running against, Secretary of State, he says there is no such thing as voter fraud in the state of California. I have gathered hundreds upon hundreds of stories of verifiable firsthand accounts of election fraud that's going on in the state.
Well, you got to remember where these guys are coming from. Now, the other thing the Secretary of State does, when you put an initiative on it, on the ballot, are you all the ones that write what it is?
That is actually the Attorney General.
Attorney General,
but what I do is I'm the one who's responsible for verifying the signatures. And right now, what our Secretary of State is doing is he's bending over backwards to quell your First Amendment right to petition your government by examining with a microscope the petition process. And if he finds one eye out of line, he may throw out an entire page of people's petitions. And so what we need to do is have somebody in there who understands the constitutional right to petition your government and actually make sure that if you're petitioning your government, your voice is heard so that these petitions can get on.
Great.
Mark, what drives you?
What drives me?
That's a good question. Yeah.
I as an attorney, if I see injustice, I latch on like a bulldog and I don't let go. Right now, we have a major problem in the state of California with bloated voter rolls, with a whole bunch of people who do not feel like their vote counts. So what drives me? We live in a republic where we get to choose our elected officials, and I get sick and tired of special interests using the corrupt voter rolls right now to make sure that their bought and paid for corrupt politician is able to dictate to us what kind of government, which kind of tyrannical government we must live under. So what drives me? Injustice in our election system. That's what drives me.
Okay, one more time, Mark. How do they get a hold of you?
MarkMoiser.com. MarkMoiser.com.
You have incredible energy.
Yeah, and give us a card here before you leave because we'll have you back on.
Yeah, you're driven.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You're a driven man.
Hey, we like that. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages with the Miss Cottonwood Rodeo Queen. And she's pretty. All right, we'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
I'm a charger that charges through the night like an orange.
It's bleeding through, but you know, we're down here. I want to call it Glitter Gulch, but it's called
Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch. It's all of the above because everybody's out with their rhinestones and their rin and all the jewels that of the North State. Just a great community event. Just lines and lines of people moving quickly, but talking about a beautiful jewel with us is Miss Cottonwood Rodeo. Miss, what would we call you? Our Rodeo Queen of Cottonwood 2018, Scotty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Get up there on that.
Scotty line. Murphy. It's not your real name.
It is my real name.
It's your real name. You know what? What a cutie you are.
Thank you.
It's, you know, a Scotty too hottie.
A Scotty. So let's talk about when you become, what it takes for you to actually win the title of Miss
Cottonwood.
Miss Cottonwood, the, become the queen of the Cottonwood Rodeo. What does it take for you?
Lots of practice. We have to actually do a horsemanship class, and we have to do a speech. We have to sell tickets, make raffle baskets, basically get your name out there. We go to a bunch of different parades, and we get judged on all of this, and then highest points wins.
There
okay, so when you talk about your horsemanship, let's go back to that. So, you know, last night we were watching Miss Reading Rodeo, and we love to see that. Now, were you in the rodeo last night?
I was.
Okay, so you all of you look beautiful. They call it the court, right?
Yes.
And so how many – did you grow up on horses or when did you
– I did. I grew up on horses. I have been riding horses ever since I was little, and I'm actually – my queen horse, so to say, is my mom's old retired horse.
So is it hard – what do you do when you're not doing this, Scotty?
Well, I like to hunt. I like to go to the dunes and ride quads, and I'm a big sewer.
A big what?
Sewer. I love to sew.
You love to sew?
I make quilts.
Do you make quilts?
I make quilts.
I had a quilt made of all my old motorcycle shirts.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the story of my whole life on motorcycles that will eventually be handed down to my family. But that's absolutely fabulous. So, okay, you like to hunt?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind?
What kind?
Everything.
I mean, gun, bow?
Gun.
Okay. And do you have, like, a special, like, deer, turkey?
Nope.
I like it all.
All right.
Do you hunt turkey?
Yes, I do.
Do you get turkeys every year?
Yes, I do.
I don't like you anymore. Okay. Up until now, you were perfect. You know what? People put turkey feathers on my windshield.
Oh.
They do that, you know, and I think they're doing it to taunt me.
Yes, they are, of course.
Maybe we should have you join up our turkey club here.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so how do you like this? I mean, you know, Miss Cottonwood Rodeo, what kind of things do you do?
So, like as a queen?
Yeah, as your queen.
I get to travel to all sorts of different places, go to different parades. I actually compete as a CCPR contestant. So as I go to different rodeos to compete in barrels, I will also be able to go and do queen runs and meet new people and see how other rodeos do their things and maybe get ideas for our rodeos, how to better our rodeos, and I just get to meet all sorts of new people.
So you are a professional barrel racer, too?
Well, I'm not a professional, but I am a barrel racer.
You are a barrel racer. Well, you know, the barrel racing is such a lucrative sport, but the other day we were watching, I think, at one of the finals, and every one of them started with a 17. And the top 10 were all within 17 seconds. It was like 17:01, 17:02. Top 10, all 17 seconds. That's a tough sport.
Oh, yeah.
And that one lean or something. What makes it a winner when so many people are so close?
Honestly, it just depends how you and your horse bond. If you guys don't have a good connection, it's probably not going to work. I've been down that road. But if you and your horse have a good bond and you guys work together well, then usually everything works out just as planned.
There's a lady named Charmaine,
James.
I just saw it in the program, was just inducted in the Rodeo Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. Professional Cowboys Hall of Fame. Because she was Charmaine Johnson. Is it Rhodes or Johnson? I thought it was Johnson. Anyway,
it's Johnson.
Anyway, but she was like the top barrel racer for like 6 years in a row, and her horse came out with a, it wasn't bred for it. It was running, it was moving cattle, and she bought it, and it just turned into that special bond they had.
Oh yeah, she's amazing.
Anyway, so you know what? I think it's really great that you're doing this. That you know, it takes a lot of your time too.
A lot of it.
So what are your plans after this?
After Cottonwood Rodeo?
Yeah.
Well, I would love to run for Reading, but I have to wait till 2020 because they crown before we are dethroned.
Okay.
Before we give away
You're dethroned.
Dethroned, yes.
Yeah.
So in 2020, I have plans to run for Reading.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So is that how it works? You kind of work up with the smaller community into the Reading?
Yeah, or you can just jump right in.
Okay. Well, good for you. Now, where do you go to school?
I actually am not going to school right now, but I have graduated high school in 2017 from West Valley. And so I took Shasta, but this year, as busy as I'm going to be, I decided that I'm just going to go ahead and do Queen stuff,
and then I'll
go back into it.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us,
Thank
Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty.
You know what? What a good representative you are for Miss Cottonwood Rodeo. Okay, thank you so much. You know what? I see Sheriff Jim Pope out there. Hey, Sheriff, come on over.
Thank you, Scotty, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Scotty.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the – are you at the Reading Rodeo, too?
I will be.
Okay. Well, we were there last night, and you're going to be in the parade, too.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Sheriff Jim Pope, a retired Sheriff
Pope. Once a sheriff, always a sheriff. Yeah. Thank you, Scotty.
You're sitting over there talking. Jump in there on that microphone, Sheriff.
I'm here.
We only get to see you. We see you like twice a year, and this is one of them. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Are we on? We're not on.
No,
we're live right now. We just had to ask you to jump on in.
Yeah, just don't say any. Don't say anything.
Do I have a right to remain silent?
Unless we beat it out of you.
Right. Hey, what kind of changes? You know, let's talk about the good, the positives, and then, of course, we can always talk about the highs and the lows. Since you left being sheriff and what you see now
locally
what you see in the Reading area.
One of the biggest problems we have is lack of officers both within the city and in the county, I believe, and I know that with the sheriff's office.
And
the jail space, we've been fighting for jail space. I was fighting for more jail space when I retired.
Yeah. Right. You always need more jail space.
We need more jail space.
Right.
How much?
Bad. I mean, this is a morale situation with the law enforcement officers on the street and the judges, the courts. The judges have told me they don't have any place to put people. And the state laws, AB 90, is a devastating law. It shouldn't have been. Or 109.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible legislation for local communities. And we fought that when I was in state sheriff's a couple of times. That was moving through, and we got it delayed, but came along, and it's devastating. And the change in the homeless situation, which we hear every day, that's a big challenge for our communities. And unfortunately, some of these people want to be out. I still talk to some of these people as I go around.
Sure.
Hey, why are you out here? Don't you want? No, I'm okay. You know, I hear that multitude of times. I heard it before I retired. I hear it. And that's some of the things that are hurting our community, I believe, as far as we still have a great county,
have a great community.
Great community.
But,
and you guys are part of it.
Well, thanks, Sheriff.
We try because, We can only do what we can do locally. We can't do anything with passing laws. We can vote,
but we
need boots on the ground like what you've been doing for so many years, Sheriff Pope.
Well, you guys are involved in the community. You got good staff that help, and your testimony, I believe, to our county, to Reading, and I really appreciate all you do and what you're going to do. New station coming along. I
new FM. That's right. It just makes it so we can people can hear us
later
and
that.
Further. Hey, yeah. Sheriff, we do appreciate. You served our county for so long, and you still care. That's the big thing. You haven't detached from this. You still care about what's happening around.
Well, I really care. This is my home, and I'm going to do anything that I can to keep it a good place to live.
Right.
And just talking to your. The detective there that came and found me, and
she's good.
She's impressive. Man.
Yeah.
And she come from Santa Barbara, she said, Las Vegas, and here to help you.
She's our Las Vegas honey here.
She makes a nice addition to our community.
She sure does.
She does.
Track me down. Like
not bad to
dog.
Look at either. So, Sheriff, we really appreciate you and your yellow shirt, what you do with the Asphalt Cowboys. And we so much, yeah. Everybody's like wanted to sign. You get you to sign autographs. So we're gonna have to take a break here for our next hour. We're gonna be down here at the Pancake Breakfast. Come get us. And you're gonna get two tickets for any veteran who wants tickets for this morning's Pancake Breakfast.
There you go.
We're gonna give away compliments of Rob Burrows.
Rob Burrows, that's
right. All
right.
And thank you so much, Sheriff.
Okay. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
All right. We're gonna take a break here at KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
...city faces another school shooting. Correspondent Val Dior has more on the story.
This time it is Santa Fe, Texas, a small town just outside of Galveston. A student walked into Santa Fe High School this morning and opened fire. There are confirmed fatalities, but the shooter is in custody. The details still developing. Val Dior reporting.
Shots fired at President Donald Trump's South Florida Golf Club in the middle of the night.
Lot 29 News, just to confirm, just one subject, he's in custody, one subject.
We got it, one subject at 1:45.
That is the sound of the Miami-Dade County Police Radio Communications, courtesy of Broadcastify.com. A police chief says the shooting suspect at the Trump National Doral Resort tried to ambush officers, but lost a gunfight with them. He reportedly entered a lobby at the resort, draped a flag over the counter, shouted about President Donald Trump, fired shots at the ceiling, and then waited for police to arrive. President Trump's health department is reimposing a Reagan-era pro-life policy.
The Trump administration is putting in place a policy that would ban federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions or sharing space with abortion providers. This is a victory for social and religious conservatives, but there are sure to be lawsuits by abortion rights supporters and medical groups.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump says North Korea has not said anything to him about canceling an upcoming summit.
They've been negotiating like nothing happened. But if you read the newspapers, maybe it won't happen. I can't tell you yet. I will tell you very shortly. We're going to know very soon.
Talks between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump are scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. There had been word that the North was going to cancel the summit due to military exercises between South Korea and the United States. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Kensington Palace says Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle at the royal wedding tomorrow. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
The palace says Meghan Markle's future father-in-law, the heir to the British throne, would walk her down the aisle at St. George's Chapel in Windsor on Saturday. The palace says Charles is pleased to be able to welcome Meghan to the royal family in this way. The father of groom Prince Harry has stepped in after Meghan's dad fell ill days before the wedding and was unable to fly to Britain. She's appealed for people to give her father the space he needs to focus on his health. Amid reports, he has had a heart procedure. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The California judge who sentenced former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner to 6 months in jail for sexual assault says he has no regrets. Judge Aaron Persky faces a June 5th recall election because of the June 2016 sentence, which was highly criticized as too lenient. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first medicine designed to prevent chronic migraines.
The drug is called Aimovig. It's an injection that would be given monthly to prevent migraine headaches. Aimovig and several other migraine drugs in development target a substance called CGRP. It spikes in the blood during a migraine, triggering symptoms. In one study, patients who got the shots had half as many migraine days a month, from 8 down to 4 on average. Minor side effects include mostly colds and respiratory infections. The long-term safety of Aimovig still hasn't been tested. It'll cost about $7,000 a year for those without insurance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities are handing out masks to protect people from ash as residents brace for another explosive eruption at the summit of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. One such eruption shortly after 4 a.m. Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And once again, from the corner of Sacramento and Market Streets, deep in the heart of Roaring Gulch, it is Free Fire Radio. I'm Bob Belongi. Your hosts have stepped away from the microphones. The Marines have landed, and so Carl and Linda were over greeting the Marines, and we're bringing some of them over the right now. Your producer, that would be me, looking at the clock going, uh-oh, somebody better be here when the clock runs out. They're getting their headphones on. Your producer is turning the knobs up. And here
we're
we go.
Back.
Now we're back to your regularly scheduled host.
Thank you so much. I love that. See, this is what you call total pro. And it's step in when you need them. And we just wanted to seize the moment. The Marines just showed up. And I am one of those girls that kind of, like, starts to go blah, blah, blah when I see a handsome man all dressed in his blues. Like, you all showed up in the wind. How many? Oh, so we have 7, right?
Well, you know what? But they're 8, and they're running around. But we've got Staff Sergeant Jay and Sergeant Cummings, who is here from the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir, for having us. We're happy to be here.
Are you having a good time, Sergeant?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Again.
Every year.
Every year. Now, Sergeant Cummings has been here. Cummings, right? Cummings.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure on names. Has been here. This is your second time.
Yes, sir.
And you must have had a – what do you tell people when the staff sergeant, who's the our NCOIC, goes, so what's it like up in Reading? What do you tell them?
It's a good time. I mean, like, every year that we experience just the people, the rodeo, just everything is always just a super fun time.
Good.
It's a lot of work, but fun.
It is a lot of work, isn't it? You know, how do you move? How long does it take you to move? Well, you've got, how many horses did you move this time?
This time we brought up 6 of our horses.
Six horses.
So it took us right around 11 and a half, 12 hours on Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday
when
we came
up. Barstow.
And then we did it in one shot, so we'll be able to do it one shot going home.
That's cool. Now, where are y'all going next after this?
After this, Memorial Day weekend, we have 2 events. Very far apart. Very beginning of the weekend, we're going to be in Valley Center, California, down Southern California, just outside Escondido. And then 2 days after that, we're going to be headed to Elizabeth, Colorado.
What's going on in Elizabeth? Is it another rodeo or what?
Yeah, another rodeo parade. Yep.
You know, people don't realize that what it takes to get the Marines together and to move all this stuff. It's like a mini deployment.
It is, really. So it's very much a major movement with a lot of coordination that has to happen prior to and during the move. And then once we get there, a lot of work. Marines put a lot of long hours in.
You know what? If you have not seen the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, you are missing something. First of all, they're riding Palominos.
That's right, sir.
Out of BLM, out of Palomino Valley, I guess, as you just told me the other day. And people are coming up to shaking hands with our Marines, as they should, you know. And they're BLM, they're Mustangs, for the most part. And, well, for the all part, except I think you just picked up 1 quarter horse now. But the rest of them are Mustangs off the range, went to the Colorado prison.
The Carson City Penitentiary.
Carson City.
It's an inmate training program for the horses. They do some work there, and then when they adopt the horses out, that's how we get them. We go up, we select them, and then we bring them down to Barstow. We start training.
Well, now, these horses are just like, I mean, these are your normal horses, so being in front of like 10,000 people is tough.
It is, yes. So the horses do need, that's a lot of the training they need, because obviously they're they're wild born. They're not used to all the people. So luckily we were able to get a good team of horses together that they're able to put up with all the noise and put up with us being on them. You know, they don't want to be, but they work really hard for us, and we're really appreciative.
So they lined up beautifully last night.
Oh, they did.
You didn't
they
have
did.
Any act. We didn't see anybody act up. Any of the kids,
no.
The horses.
No.
So it'd be interesting in the parade. So this group of horses will be, how many parades will this be now for them when they after Saturday?
This group of horses. I don't know that. I don't even think we could be able to count that.
Yeah.
They've been in so many.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Sergeant Cummings, just hop in here, buddy, because I understand that you had a horse blow up on you yesterday.
Oh, yes, one of our newer horses. Yeah.
And what? So what happened?
What does that mean, blow up?
He decided that he didn't want to be ridden anymore, and he just went to bucking a little bit, and, you know, we kind of worked through it. And those things, he just thought he would win.
Oh, is this at the fairgrounds? Were you in the arena?
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Well, you know,
I wish I was there. I would have loved to
witness that. You can never forget the horses have got their mind of their own.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
and that everything, you know, like, I'd be riding a horse past the same thing 100 times. On the 101st time, the horse would all of a sudden either notice it or just realize, oh, I don't want to go there.
Yep,
and
yep
you,
absolutely.
Sure you all run into that, except you're in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, that,
when it happens.
When that happens, that's definitely an instant. We got to correct this situation so we can keep it seamless and looking good like we did last night.
Okay, so how do people, you know, you all have been here now, what is this, a fifth or sixth year, isn't it? Something like
so,
that.
Yes, sir.
And you select Reading every year to come back to. And why is that?
We select Reading every year because, one, we've been here. We know it's a good rodeo. It's a good parade. It's a community that we like to come and help out on their daily basis. They show us, you guys show us a great time. Every day the rodeo is getting better and better, and so every year we want to come back and participate in that. And we also want to be part of your guys' parade.
And let's throw a shout out to Holiday Harbor yesterday. You went out on Lake Shasta.
We did, yeah. That was a very beautiful lake.
Yeah,
that's one of my bucket list lakes. Actually, I grew up on both my whole life. So that's one of the lakes I always wanted to come out on.
Oh, great.
Well, that's great. You know what? If you're around next year, because I know how you all cycle through, we'll hit Whiskeytown, too. The other thing, too, is that is this kind of effort, the Marine Corps makes sure is that just quality Marines are out here. You know, that are representing the entire Marine Corps. Sometimes the only Marines anybody sees is you all. Is that a lot of pressure?
That's an extreme amount of pressure. Obviously, we need to select members with the right mentality to be on the team, people that are very independent in their training, because it takes a lot of work to get to know the horses and to perfect their horsemanship skills, and then to be able to put a good face for the Marine Corps when we come out to these events. So we want to make sure we put our best foot forward, and we're pretty lucky we have a real good team put together today.
Well, you all have been to the veterans' home. You all are out for photo opportunities. You're out there with the kids and all the school buses the other day. We so much appreciate you all being here. Thank you so much, Staff Sergeant Jay and Sergeant Cummings. And I know that we're not going to see you next year.
No, sir, you won't.
Sergeant Cummings is going to be Texas next year.
Hopefully
next year. Okay. Maybe it'll be a stop loss again.
You just got to pay me more.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you
right,
for everything
thanks,
you
sir.
Do,
thank you
too. Thank you for
your
service. All right. Go out and have a pancake.
Yeah,
right,
and
yes,
you'll
sir.
Get to see the Marines tonight with the color guard at the rodeo and tomorrow for the parade.
That's right, and if you haven't seen them, you need to get out to the parade tomorrow, the rodeo tonight. It is such a great effort by these Marines, and they look great. Thank you so much. Okay.
And Maria Salas, Dr. Maria Salas, is along with Gordon Bach.
They need to thank people.
Yes, they have been responsible for making sure when the Marines come in that they're tucked in, that they're escorted, and Crown Motors who donated
Motors.
A van, so they're escorted all over town and Holiday Harbor. And I know they're staying at the Holiday Inn, but they've got a lot of stuff
going on. The big thing is like Holiday Harbor, of course, Kevin Kelly out there. Provided a boat for them yesterday. They all had just a super time. And then, of course, the other thing is the Crown Motors. 2 years in a row now, Steve over at Crown Motors has provided a van. And last year he said, you know, he did this thing where it was a he said, wait a minute. He put new tires. He did everything for it. And so, and now it's got little Marine stickers on it.
Oh, cute.
You know, so, you know, I can't say enough about Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Dr. Maria Salas, and Gordon Bach for
right.
all things they've done to help make this work. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages with Miss Reading Rodeo.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Let's go to Lurking Rock, Texas, Wailing and Willie and the boys.
The suit is a KCNR, but
nope.
That's wrong. We are down in Roaring Gulch.
Carl and Linda Bott, we are live with 10,000 of our best friends here down at
the Pancake Breakfast.
And
we're
so excited to be here, and we've had our great guests, but right now we are sitting with our 2018 Miss Reading Rodeo. You were beautiful last night at the rodeo. How do you feel?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I feel really good so far. It's been crazy. I'm tired, but I am roaring to go for tonight's performance, and I am excited to see everyone there as well.
How late did you have to stay last night, to the very end, and then what do you do afterwards?
I stayed till about as soon as the rodeo got over, and then I went and did autograph signings, and then I tried to get a free corn dog because I love corn dogs, but I didn't end up going home until 12, 12:30, didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock.
Okay. And
did you go to the dance afterwards?
No, I didn't.
I don't even know if they're old enough to go to the dance afterwards.
Well, last year we actually went to the dance on Saturday night. It was so much fun. It was just really, we took part in the festivity of the rodeo and that experience of everybody just cutting loose and having a great time. And this pancake breakfast is part of it. So, like, what's your daily routine that you're going to be doing during the rodeo?
My daily routine, wake up, take forever to curl my hair, do my makeup, breathe, go get my horse, feed my horse, head off to the rodeo grounds or whatever event I have, and just go nonstop. And thank God every day that I get to do this because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, we're talking to Sabrina Cantu here. It's Miss Reading Rodeo 2018. Now, you also did something different this year that we have not seen before, and that's with the veterans.
Yes, I did. Well, the veterans started 2 years ago with 2016 Miss Reading Rodeo Jaden Byrne.
Uh-huh.
So she started that, and I just wanted to continue on that generation and that. And it was amazing. The veterans loved it. They had a fight with ice in the limousine and had a good time and laughed and joked, and it was amazing.
Now, where did these veterans come from? This is from the veterans' home?
Off Knighton Road,
off
yes.
Off Knighton Road. Now, so, you know, these are somewhat older veterans are out there, but they sound like they had a good time.
Oh, yeah. They had an amazing time. They laughed, joked, and had way more energy than I had last night.
You got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
Last night, you know, of course, you're around to introduce you and the others. Last night, you know, people don't realize it, but, you know, it's not, there. Anything can happen out there. One of the flag girls, either her saddle slipped or something, and she got nailed up against
Ooh.
The wall last night.
Ooh.
Did you see that?
That's
happen?
Actually my best friend, Shelby, and
okay.
So far she's doing good. She went to the ER last night. So far, everything's all right. She's keeping me updated. She's doing all right. It's just an accident that happened, and that's what happens. But
right.
She handled it.
I don't know if the saddle slipped or what, but it was you know, when it happens just, it's like an instant.
It could happen to anybody at any time.
And we
know?
Were talking to the Crash, who was the
rodeo clown
there, and he trotted off over there to start helping as soon as he could, and he's been injured too. So, I mean, this is not an easy sport out there.
No, it's not. I've been hurt a few times, but the love and passion I have for rodeo keeps pushing me to keep competing and keep doing my thing. So
what's your plans after Miss Rodeo?
After this rodeo?
Well, no, after, you know.
After Miss Reading Rodeo.
Miss Reading Rodeo.
After Miss Reading Rodeo. Well, the plan is maybe I might be running for another title next year, maybe a state title. I'm not 100% sure yet, but it's a passion and a dream I have, so.
Okay, now I can't let you out of here without talking. You know, because we have Miss Cottonwood here, rodeo, and she said, I love to hunt.
Scotty.
He says, I love to hunt turkey. And then now.
And anything.
So, but you are a turkey hunter.
I love turkey hunting. I've got my own turkey calls. I got my mouth calls. I got my 12-gauge shotgun that I just won at the National Wild Turkey Federation dinner. It shoots beautifully, just so you know. That 10-inch beer turkey agrees with me on that one.
She's gotten two turkeys, 10-inch and a 10.5-inch, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what? It's just, I think what I need to do is hire the rodeo queen next year to take me out so I can actually get a shot.
Don't worry. I'm a professional. I can help you out.
Step away from the gun. I'm a professional here. Yeah, I think you better take a okay. I mean, but sit over here and paint your face and just keep stay away from that turkey call. I'll do the calling. Okay.
Do you actually sit in the blind?
It kind of depends on where we're at. My mom is usually the one that shows me where to go, and then I do all the calling and shooting. She just does all the supporting and where do I go and sit.
Okay.
We do use a blind sometimes, or I hide behind a tree as well.
Okay.
Well, maybe I should talk to mom. Hey, mom. You know what? What is this? What is everybody I have on the show is killing turkeys? And people put turkey feathers on my windshield.
Girl power.
It's always girls that do it.
Girls with guns.
Girls
Woo-hoo.
With guns. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you so much, Sabrina Cantu. Miss Reading Rodeo. Did I get that right, the name?
Miss Reading Rodeo?
Yeah, well, no, your name.
Sabrina Cantu, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got it right. Okay, Miss Reading Rodeo of 2018, and thank you so much for being here with us and such a great representative of our community.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me, and come out to the rodeo, enjoy it the rest of the nights we have it.
That's
Absolutely.
Right, and tomorrow for the parade. Right downtown.
Right in the morning, early for the parade.
Okay, we're going to take a, no, we're not. We've still got time.
Thank you so much. And we're with our Sons of Italy.
Sons of Italy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Jim Nobley with the Sons of Italy.
Jim Nobley.
I have one question, if I may.
Yes, sir.
These young ladies are turkey shooters, shotguns. Being an Italian, are you using Benelli's by any chance?
You are. They're not
well. There we go. We got to plug the Italian shotgun too.
You know when they're talking about when you say Benelli and they go, yeah. I mean, they know there's no kidding around here.
Yeah, it's got to be. There's only one Benelli, right?
There it is. Okay, Sons of Italy, how'd you all get into this?
Well, you know, we have a habit of getting involved in community events, and we've been involved.
I've heard that.
So we're a part of this, and we enjoy being here. Several of us doing coffee, some on the line out there doing the condiments and different things. Actually, some people on the grills and battery guys as well. So we just like to be a part of the community. That's what we do.
And
that's
since we've been coming here, you've been in the same corner
of
us.
I've been standing there for years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a tradition and a ritual.
That it has.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you being Italian know about rituals and traditions.
Well, we are very ritualistic, I guess. Is that the word I'm looking for?
And vendettas. You know.
Well, that we don't talk about too much.
No.
But vendettas in there someplace.
Yes.
That's right. So, you know, be nice to them or you'll understand what vendetta really means.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so how many events does the Sons of Italy support, would you say, a year? Because, I mean, every time I turn around, there's something happening. There's Sons of Italy providing a spaghetti dinner or something. You guys are volunteering everywhere.
Well, we are. You know, and I guess we've developed a reputation in the community now, you know, to that we do help people. And then we do put out a good product when we put out a dinner, I think
do.
You know, we've been
noted
for that. And, you know, our Paisano Days is kind of a welcoming for a lot of folks who don't know who we are. So they learn about us.
And when's that going to be this year, Jim?
That's going to be in September 21st and 22nd.
Okay, it's right down at South City Park.
It'll be at South City Park with our new bocce courts.
New bocce courts, right.
Four of them,
wow. So you can have numerous games going on there.
Yes. We were limited before at our other place with 32 teams. Now we can have as many as 48 teams and even more if we can get them.
Wow. What can I say except, you know what, you know, Sons of Italy are here. They're, of course, like I said, the Paisano Days in September, but so many other things, just like right now.
Yeah.
And you do so much for our community. And, you know, just thanks a lot,
Jim. We can say thank you for your service. And you know what? I know you got to get back to your station.
I do because I'm leaving my guy over there.
You left your guy over there alone. Actually, right now it's a little light, but we know we're going to have a whole other group come through
here. They're coming. Yeah, the next shift.
We're here till 10. The pancake this year until 10.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Always fun to be back.
Beautiful day. Absolutely.
From the Sons of Italy.
Again, we're down at the Gulch here with, you know, it's Carl and Linda Bott. We've got a couple other Marines. We've got a few minutes. If you want to get them on, we've got, 3 minutes. Come on, guys, get in there. Tighten up.
All right. Tell everybody who you are. Reach in closer. You're on the air.
We're live.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Just introduce yourselves.
My name is Corporal Gallano. I'm from the Marine Corps Manitoulin Guard.
And what state?
Barstow, California.
I know, but where do you come from
in
the United States? You are so literal.
Yeah.
You know what? Because we know the corporal here. And we'll ask him a question. He is so literal. You ask him the question, he'll answer that question.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, what state?
Okay, I'm confused now.
Okay, where are you from?
Oh, okay, we didn't say where you're from. Monroe, Louisiana.
All right. Monroe, Louisiana, that's right. That could be part of the problem.
Okay.
No.
Hey, Marine?
I'm Lance Corporal of Service. I'm also with the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas here.
So how's it been for you so far in Reading, this trip?
Yeah. It's been great.
I love it so far. It's a good experience, good people out here. And it's one of my first big rodeos that I actually done.
You were good last night. You were on it last night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it looked y'all were just tied together.
I don't believe I'm riding tonight.
Okay, you're taking care of the horses this one, but the next time.
Next time.
Are they breaking you in, Lance Corporal?
Oh, yeah, they're breaking me in.
So how long have you been with the Color Guard?
About a month already.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you gotta earn your way up there.
I get that.
Yeah, but you're at the rodeo, so last night I was watching you guys and watching you watch people. And that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
No. But I got to talk to a lot of people here around here. There's some good people out here, and
a lot of people
really gave us a lot of respect. You don't really see that anymore.
That's so nice.
Isn't that interesting?
It makes my heart feel full.
You know, but Reading, you know, Shasta County's got like 20,000 veterans in Shasta County. I have 189,000 people. And there's a lot of veteran-owned businesses, a lot of veterans around here. So, and they appreciate it. They understand, first of all. They understand what it takes to be in the service, and they understand combat, and they understand, you know, they have an appreciation. And this city has always been. When we first met and I was coming back out of Iraq, she said, you need to come up to Reading, if nothing else, just to see the place. It's a great place to ride your Harley.
It's veteran friendly.
And she was absolutely right. Great place to ride the Harley, and it's veteran friendly, and people here are just super. And I haven't ever left.
And you were met by the?
Met by the Patriot Guard riders there.
Right.
They came in.
And he gave you your challenge coin, and it was like, welcome Marine, and it was so cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really glad you're happy to be here. Now, where are you going from here?
From here?
Yep. Okay. Where's your next parade?
Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a cut? Where are we at? Are we at the point?
We're at our break. So
okay. Well,
thank you so much for joining us this morning and being in Reading.
And being in the Marine Corps. You know what? I love the Marine Corps, but that's because 32 years. I mean, what am I going to say? Except that when people ask me about the Marine Corps, I said the only thing that doesn't change is Marines. But you know what? It has never changed. They're just hardcore men and women.
I love it.
Change.
I love being in the Marine Corps.
Marine Corps is great.
Okay. All right, we're going to take
That's
a break,
so great.
And we'll be right back.
Well, we'll send another two over here then.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for.
Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Roaring Gulch, where we've watched approximately 10,000 people come in. They're still coming through.
They're still
getting
coming
their
through.
Breakfast.
They're served till 10.
So
as soon as we are finished at 9, we're going to go stand in line. But the line goes so quickly, we can't even believe it. And, you know, they start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's packed. And everybody's just no complaints as far as just getting in here and getting served and being able to enjoy that. And we have a great time because we get to watch people and then have our special guests on like we have right now.
You know what? Every year, we've started a kind of, I guess it's a tradition now, we're inviting the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And we've been able to talk to all of our Marines that are coming through. And today we have, and this morning, we have Corporal Frost and PFC Verdugo of the United States Mounted Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And good morning, Corporal Frost.
Hi, good morning.
How
Thanks
are
for
you?
Having me.
You bet, and PFC Verdugo.
Good
how
morning.
Are how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. Okay, now, Corporal Frost, you're from Georgia, right?
Yes.
And you've been a barrel racer.
I have.
In your previous life.
Yes.
Do you ever get to do that on the horses here?
Not on the Marine Corps horses. We're unfortunately not allowed to, but I do it on my off time.
Oh,
so.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
And PFC Verdugo, have you been around horses your whole life?
I have. I started riding horses when I was 10, meeting my stepdad. He's really big on horses.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I started riding horses.
And did you volunteer for this, or did you get kind of, what did the corporal say? What did he call it? It's not a volunteer, it's
voluntold.
Voluntold, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Were you voluntold, or did you volunteer?
I was asked if I had rode horses before, and I said yes, and they wanted me out there, so.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
So how long have you been with the team?
I just started a couple weeks.
Okay.
About to be a month.
So they,
yes,
did they make you muck out the stalls and everything?
Because yes.
You're, one,
everything.
You're a
we
because
do
you're
everything.
PFC. One, you're PFC. And two, you're brand new, right?
Yes.
Yes. You know, when I was a PFC, all I wanted to do was make corporal and get off mess duty. That's all I wanted. You know, okay, Corporal Frost, you're the old hand here. You were here last year.
I am.
You are. So, you know, what do you like about it? What do you like about being in the Color Guard?
The Color Guard, I love meeting new people. It's amazing. And traveling over, like, all over the U.S., it's a great experience. I just love it so much.
Now, when you were here last year, how long had you been on the team?
When I was here last year, around 6 months I was on the team. So now it's like a year and 6 months that I've been on the team.
Well, you know, it's, and I don't know, if you remember Corporal Frost last year. I mean,
I do.
And you know what, has she gotten older? Does it seem like to you that, in a good sense, I mean, you know, you've matured in this. Not that you had any
problems. Get comfortable. You get comfortable in what you're doing.
I guess that's the right word, comfortable on this.
Yeah, you can pass for
a rodeo.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I love to get right down to it. Highlights, lowlights this last year, you being on with the Mounted Color Guard.
There's no lowlights for me. Honestly, like, everything I've... Traveling, meeting new people, seeing the same people is amazing. I love it. I honestly have nothing ever bad to say.
You travel all over the United States.
All over, yes.
And you travel with other Marines. Somebody pays for it. You get to ride horses.
Exactly. Oh. I get paid to do this, and it's amazing.
When I was stationed at Camp Pendleton years ago, they had the Mounted Color Guard there, and they were liposomers that people had donated, you know, to it. And these guys were all volunteers, and they had regular jobs, and then they would come out and do this. It wasn't like full time. This was a long time ago, but it was the same type of thing. You did, you know, they had to, you know, you don't really appreciate how hard it is, and everything you all have to do. I mean, it's not just being a Marine, but you all, now you're taking care of horses. You have to be out in front of everybody, and there's people that can't do that. Have you noticed that?
I have, yes.
And ever since though that every time they've come in, Linda, we just so much appreciate the quality of our Marines and how you are right. able just to blend in and be such a great, such great representatives of our beloved Corps.
Thank you.
Why did you join the Marine Corps, PFC?
Mainly because my mom's older brother was in the Marine Corps, my uncle, uh-huh. and his son was supposed to join, and then my brother was also supposed to join, and they both backed out. Being the only girl in the family, I just... You said, wanted
me,
to do it.
Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, now you get to go yeah. home. You yeah. got bragging rights now.
Let me just
now.
Show you how it's
Virginia
done.
Virginia goes there. She goes, hey, give me a coffee.
I bet you they got a little tail between their legs.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Every time I go home, I'm the spoiled one, and they just look at me like, oh.
Just give me some coffee. Yeah. Just give me some coffee. Corporal Foss, what about you? How come you enlisted?
My dad was a Marine, so he just retired a couple years ago, and he got out as a master sergeant. So I grew up around Marines, traveling and everything. So I just knew it had to happen.
Wow, that's what my daughter said when I said, "You dated a Marine?" She said, "Really? You've been in the Marines this long, and we're on a Marine Corps base, and I'm dating a Marine?" And I went, "Oh, okay." So and she married a Marine, so that was good too.
Well, let's grab Maria in here real fast.
Anyway, I want to just thank Corporal Frost and PFC for Verdugo. I know that you all have got a lot of pressure on you, being out there, because you have to always be on. Mm-hmm. And last night we saw you in starched, your starched shirts. I mean, it's just like a regular uniform, and how well you all have represented our Corps, like I said. And I'm so glad that you enjoy being here. And
thank
we hope
you.
That we can make this a long-standing tradition that next year, PFC,
thank you.
You can roll through here, maybe as a corporal or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the Marine Corps is doing nowadays,
okay.
as far as promotions, and come back again. And where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Are you still going to stay in?
No, I only have 7 months left, and I'm getting out, and I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
She likes Reading, folks.
I do.
Get her
up maybe
here,
move here.
Get her school or something like that. Okay.
I do.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much for what
you
do for our country, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Maria, Dr. Maria.
Maria Salas, Dr. Maria, come on down in here.
So, Dr. Maria Salas.
You two even stood up at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool. That's so great. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, what?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you so much, you and Gordon Bach. You dedicate a week of your life
to
making it work, though.
Yeah.
I mean, without you and Gordon, it would be tough. I can't take
yeah.
the time.
There are some logistics involved.
Get in here, Gordon. Come on.
Yeah,
we're
just
going
to do a shout-out for you, and then we're going to bring on Baron Browning if he's got time.
Yeah. Yeah. Gordon Bach, who used to be like the very top guy of the Asphalt Cowboys, but he's matured out of that. But
he's graduated.
He's graduated from that, and he's never been the same. It's true. but
so he was more than that.
Of course, Gordon is also a former Marine, and Dr. Maria Salas's dad was a Marine. So
yes, sir.
When they first started, I couldn't think of better people years ago when this thing started to help take care of but to escort the Marines. And now you two drive them around. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We take them to a lot of the places, like at the dam, or we went to the lake yesterday.
Holiday Harbor.
We have
yeah.
a good time with them. Holiday yeah. Harbor was very generous yeah. with us. So was the deli.
Dills?
No, Jake.
Jersey.
Well,
Jersey Mike.
Oh, Beth Mills.
They
were with us last night.
Yes,
yeah, but we really want to thank Reading Rancheria for their also being a new supporter of the Marines this year.
Ooh,
and
great.
And it's been really great. I mean, they've had a really tough week, and they... always say yes. So
they have had a tough week. One of their elders of the rancheria has passed away. In fact, yesterday was was a funeral.
Murphy.
And it was it was a very, very significant
elder.
Part
yes.
of their.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too
yes.
bad.
Yeah.
Well, we were out having fun.
But they also came through as they always do. That Wind River has always been ones to support our community and our military.
Yeah.
So, but you two, I just want to thank you. I mean, this is the first time we've ever had you on to thank you publicly for what you do. I mean, literally driving the van provided by Crown Motors, but driving the van around so the Marines don't have to worry about finding places?
Well, they like to get to know Reading, and they're very personable, and they love learning the culture of the area, and they just like hanging out with the people.
Well, you know what? I think this is one of probably. What do you think of this group? You've seen every group. How many times have we done this now? Is this our sixth or seventh?
Yeah, we're right up there.
Sixth or seventh year.
Yeah.
It's funny how it just keeps you, just jumps on you. What do you think of this group?
It's great, of course. I love having three WMs this year.
Three women Marines on the team this year. Yeah. It's interesting.
And they're all such great kids.
Well, one of the things that I really appreciate from them is they have two favorite rodeos, and they do in Washington, D.C., they do the Rose Bowl. They're there for all those color guards and the parades. But in our place, there's a place in Colorado and Redding, California. And Redding, California is one of their places that they say it's like going home.
That's great.
Well, they love it here.
They called us this year. Early
yeah.
on, when
yeah.
they were starting to plot,
ooh,
he calls
sure.
me, he says,
Colonel yeah.
Bot, and I went, yes. This is Staff Sergeant Jay. He says, you know, we're starting our planning. Are you all interested? Yeah. You know, so I drug out my last year's paperwork, changed the dates on it, and sent it back.
Yeah.
And, but you know what? They used to say Cody, Wyoming. So
yes.
Cody's.
Some of them like Cody still.
Yeah.
And
but, you know, this place here is like you said, it's like home.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're relaxed, and they feel like the people. And they feel like people are supported and respectful of the Marine Corps.
Exactly.
Which they are. So,
exactly.
Anyway.
Well, for me, as long as our country is having problems and people are out taking bullets for us, I always want them here.
Right.
Well, and you know what? At any time, every one of these young men and women could be deployed
absolutely.
In the combat.
And they're just carrying on the traditions of the Marine Corps.
Thank you so much.
We're here with Dr.
Both
Marie's House. What's the name of your business again?
Healthwise Chiropractic.
Healthwise Chiropractic.
Thank you.
And of course, Gordon Buck, who is, you know, I'm one of the people, well, both of you all I respect so much. But, Gordon, I respect you, and you know why. And all the things that you've done, you and Debbie.
Thank you very much.
Are stand-up guys. And
thank you very Dr. much.
Dr. Maria, you're a stand-up guy, too, except you're a girl.
WM.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a few minutes with Baron Browning.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Are you ready for This Country Fans? True American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If you're gonna go through hell, take a back road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than six number one hits, four LPs, and over 10 million units sold. Tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Adkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX. One of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system
which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com. Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Fire Radio here, and we're down here at the Pancake Breakfast here the Asphalt Cowboys put on every year. On the Friday, it's, oh gosh, you know, I don't know, maybe 50 Asphalt Cowboys and thousands of people come through here cycling through. So if you want to come on down, you're still, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock and serving pancakes, sausage, coffee. I've been getting orange juice.
It's a special blend. It happens on the Asphalt Cowboy Pancake Breakfast Day.
Really, really good.
Our highs today are going to be around 88. So tonight, you know, it's going to be gorgeous at the rodeo. We went last night. It was fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning. And we'd love to close out our show with one of our favorite people.
Baron Browning.
I was trying to figure out how I could do the big roll to bring you in. Okay. Baron Browning from Anderson. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Are you still mayor?
No, I was mayor last year.
Okay, last year. I mean, you all traded.
City Council. This is my fourth year, so I'll run again in November.
Okay. Now,
well, you've done a bang-up job.
Thank you. We've had fun. I don't know if you heard, but we got the I-5 three-lane approved day before yesterday. The city of Anderson's been working on that for a number of years, and we finally got the funding 2 days ago. So that project will start this coming year.
Well, you know what? As usual, Anderson keeps growing, as we talked about. We got Anderson Explodes is coming.
Yeah, July 3rd. Oh, what an amazing year after Pam Tillis last year, which was, you know, phenomenal in itself. You know, 15,000 people showing up at the fairgrounds. And
my goodness.
Just an amazing evening. And Pam was so gracious to honor her with her presence to us, and give back to the community. You know, she tells a great story about a number of years ago when there was a concert at the fairgrounds and it got canceled, and she was asked to leave the stage. She never forgot that moment. And so when we contacted her, she said, yes, I would love to do it. How much do you have to spend? We told her, and she said, I'm in, even though it wasn't even close to the number that she normally would take.
She felt bad about the fact that she knew how many people's hearts were broken over that.
And people love her, and that's why, because she's willing to give back, you know, to those that gave so much to her in her life. So,
well, you know what, and there's a, you know what, that's a true entertainer. It's not the bottom line,
right,
for them. You know, of course they've got to make a living, and I mean, and you can come say, oh gosh, making that much money for an 2-hour show and all that, but you know what, it's more than that for many of them,
especially country music, the fans are amazing.
Now, you also have an opportunity there to win Buku Bucks.
Yeah. So May 25th, next Friday, we have our annual drawing. What do they call it now? It's not called a drawing anymore. Chance or something.
It has to be called something else.
Anyway, it's a great dinner night on May 25th. Rock and Peas Barbecue puts it on. They have sponsored us for the last 3 years, and that is their sponsorship to us. And it's just an amazing rib dinner. Mm. And so if you want a ticket, it's a $100 donation, and you have a chance to win $10,000.
My goodness.
Wow.
So it's quite the night.
May 25th, where?
At the Anderson Fairgrounds at Fasaro Hall.
Okay.
And all of those proceeds go to put on the 3rd of July event, which costs us around $70,000 to put on every year. But this group of 30 people that are in Anderson Explodes are just amazing people. They put their heart and their soul in it all year long. They raise the money. The community gives back. And we just have some amazing sponsors, the McConnell Foundation, Sierra Pacific Industries, Wind River. Redding Kia has been with us since we took over. So, and you, as you know, Redding Kia just gives and gives and gives along with McConnell.
You know what? Redding Kia supports us. You know what? Yes. They are just outstanding.
And the Colt 45s, yes.
And the Colt 45s.
Yeah, and I announced for the Colt 45s as well.
That's right. In fact, we've got Rick Bassetti just sat down with us.
Good morning. Oh, no, we're not even going to ask.
Yeah, I didn't sit down when I did that.
No, you.
Oh, my gosh.
I learned your lesson. When you're as old as I am now, you don't climb up on ladders anymore.
You know what? There's a reason why many people get injured on ladders.
I thought it was going to be an exotic story.
Nah. You know how tough it is down South City Park.
Well, it is. I thought you were going to tell me that you took on like eight of them down there.
Yeah. No.
Well, there's way more than eight.
I was thinking because it was rodeo week that they had some kind of like, you know, you got on, you had a Bronco bull or something like that, and you got thrown.
You know, because
that's what I would
do. You do anything to sell tickets, and it's such a great thing. Look, I'm a shoot eight. It's Mike Massetti, 45.
Yeah, with the mascot head on.
Yeah. Okay, the season starts.
A week from today. Santa Rosa Rosebuds.
And oh, man.
Preston Sharp throwing out the first pitch.
Oh,
and who's
great.
Singing the national anthem?
Our very own Linda Bond.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tune up.
Pressure, right?
That'll be great.
No pressure at all.
No, how exciting. I'm so honored.
And if people bring the flags that Preston likes to use, you know,
yes.
and the carnations,
yes.
We will give them a free ticket to a future Colt 45 game.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, you know, that's a good thing. We want to try to get as many flags there as we can, folks, you know. So bring those flags.
Costs money, and he's all over the country now doing the.
You're going to be double donating, you know. You bring that in, you're donating, and we're going to give it back to you in a form of a ticket to a future game. And if you're feeling generous and you want to bring 10 flags, we'll give you 10 tickets.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Okay, so how's it going so far with the season? What are you thinking?
It looks like we're going to score a lot of runs.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about pitching, you know.
I thought you had like these 4'6'8" pitchers coming in.
You know what? I had guys that were shut down by the coaches because they had such great seasons.
Oh,
you know, they weren't, you know, a right-hander from CSU San Bernardino. Wasn't expected to do well, or they weren't sure. He's a young guy. All of a sudden, he does great, and now he has, like, almost 90 innings in, and the coach says, well, we don't want to pitch him anymore this year. Same thing with a kid from American River College, and now the kid who was the top left-handed pitching in the Golden Valley Conference, you know, averaging a strikeout and a half an inning, 6'4", 230, and he's got 100 innings in.
Yeah.
You know, six complete games.
Wow.
And so they shut him down this summer, too. So, not going to have those guys, darn.
Oh, no.
So there's going to be a lot of 9-7 games, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
I like 9-7 games. So you've got something going on this weekend.
Yeah, we have the Swing with the Legends.
That's right.
Sunday evening, doors open at 5:30 down at the Wind River event. We've got 20 former ballplayers here in town. It's $75 a person, $125 a couple. You get the chance to meet people like Fergie Jenkins and Raleigh Fingers, two Hall of Fame players.
Yeah.
From the Swinging A's, you know, Gene Tennis and John Blue Moon Odom, as well as Raleigh Fingers.
Oh,
so a lot of guys coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then on the following morning, there's a golf tournament at Riverview, and it's $125 if you want to play. And you will be in a foursome, and you'll play with a former Major League Baseball player.
Wow.
How do people
get a hold of you?
227.
It's not too late to sign
up. No, 227-4443. Come to the door at Wind River with a check or cash, credit card. We'll take it, anything. And same thing at the golf tournament. So if you want to come in, just walk to the door. You can do that as well. You don't need a ticket.
You know, Rick Bassetti has done so much for our community in so many different ways and continues to do it. I tell you what, buddy, we're going to have on next week a couple people are projecting ideas for how to make South City Park into something else than what it is.
I'm looking forward to that.
They'll be on next Thursday. They're on next Thursday.
And fantastic.
So, Baron, are you
and
playing
Baron
in
Brownie.
The tournament?
No. Okay. I don't golf.
All right. But we'll see you at the game.
That doesn't stop me.
I will be at the dinner, though, on Sunday night.
Okay.
Okay, just remember that we've got, first of all, we've got the rodeo tonight. We have the parade tomorrow morning, rodeo tomorrow night. Next Friday is the beginning of the Colt 45 season. For $5, you can get in.
Best show in town.
And that's you know, and cheaper if you're a veteran and a kid.
Yeah.
And for $5, you get a hot dog and a drink.
Right.
I mean, another $5.
Yeah.
It's best. Okay. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with us.
Thank you guys.
Thank
Linda.
You guys.
Carl,
and you know what, Carl?
It.
It's been another wonderful time down here at Reading, at the Reading Pancake Breakfast 2018. Thank you, Bob Belongi and
Brenda Belongi
for setting us up. And Jennifer, Jennifer Valenzuela, our sales and marketing director, and Bob.
Yes, our good friend Daniel, of course, has wanted to send a salute to a shout out to the U.S. Coast Guard petty officers for celebrating a birthday. I don't know which one, but they've been at it for a while.
They've been there a long time. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Have a be a safe weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Which
are
you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.